بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الاستجابة أمر بالمعروف والنهي عن المنكر. Very important duty, which is a first aid on every individual according to his capacity. And in that we read the second last hadith, which was a little bit of a lengthy hadith, in which Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam quoted various ayat of the Quran Sharif to show how important this is, and if this command is not fulfilled, how Allah Ta'ala's punishment comes. The situation of the Bani Israel was presented that when they did not, when they disobeyed Allah, transgressed His laws, and the people, ulama, stopped them from it. But that did not stop them from socializing with them. They carried on still socializing with them, living with them, eating, drinking, doing everything. And then Allah Ta'ala joined their heart and punished them all, and then they had to face the severe consequences of that. Further to that, the commentary on the hadith we will read today, inshallah. This hadith warns us to be careful of falling into the error made by the Bani Israel. It is mentioned for us in the Quran Sharif and in the hadith Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned about the Bani Israel, and that is that we must not fall in the same error, that we do not command the right and forbid the wrong. They were ordered to reprimand the sinners and refrain from their company, but they chose to mix freely with them, and as a result, Allah joined them in sin. They got together and they joined in sin. When a person naturally sees logically also, if you don't stop anyone from doing anything wrong, then slowly over time you get involved in the same sin also. And the gravity, the evilness of the sin leaves your heart also. And then the terrible situation comes where you freely mix with those sinners also, and you don't feel an iota, a dot of anything, any sin in your heart, that you are mixing with these wrongdoers. And today we have to be very, very warned and careful. The amount of sin that is carrying on almost all across the board. And yes, we socialize, we mix with, and we deal with the people as though there is nothing wrong. It is a very, very similar situation, if not the same, or perhaps even worse than that of the Bani Israel, which we are going through. But they chose to mix freely with them, and as a result, join them in sin. A Muslim is one who positively influences and saves others from wrong. That is a Muslim, that he influences other people positively, and he tells people what is wrong, and he stops them from the wrong. As we see from what we have read, the lives of the Sahaba, they were always outspoken, and they openly condemned the wrong. Today we find it's called good policy, good character. A person is very accommodating when he mixes freely with people. He doesn't tell anyone anything what is wrong. He condones all the wrong also, in the sense that he does not speak out against it. He mixes them freely, mixes with those people. This is a very, very, very dangerous situation. A Muslim is one who positively influences and saves others from wrong. He is not drawn into the ocean of vain attraction around him. All this just having peace with everyone, unity with everyone, even at the cost of one's deen and at the cost of one's iman also. Still we want to have peace with people, and we want to associate freely with them. So that is not becoming, and that is not the way of a Muslim. To be silent in the face of sin and freely associate with sinners is tantamount to encouraging sin. When we see somebody is doing wrong and we still laugh, talk, joke with that person, and we don't tell him one word of the wrong that he is doing, it is equal that we are also happy with that sin. And that is how it is counted then. If one cannot prevent others from wrong, one's iman and dignity should at least prevent one from joining their company. If we can't stop them, then at least we should just associate with them. But today we mix freely and we can support all the wrong and the haram that is being done. We support it almost fully, and we finance it also. We support it also. So these are very, very dangerous situations, and the hadith has come to warn us, and the ayat of the Quran have come to warn us. It is for us to take up that warning and to be saved. And especially during these days, the festive season and holiday period, when what we are hearing about what evils are carrying on, and yet we still mix freely with those people, it's a very dangerous situation. May Allah in His infinite mercy protect our iman, our Islam, and Allah protect us and guide us towards righteousness. SubhanAllah.